AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can he close me up on what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
He'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American that I'm talking about? I suspect you are, so welcome to the show. A lot of things going on. We've been covering this information about California and sanctuary states and all that good stuff. And lo and behold, and again, this is sort of impromptu from our article that we've been talking about in the last hour, in the articles that we've been talking about in the last hour, because we've got a little bit of information about an incident that occurred, because this is exactly why I'm going to play and jump in on this thing with Jeff Sessions here real quick and see how that goes. If we can get it.
Powers it doesn't have to frustrate federal law enforcement. So you can be sure I'm going to use every power I have to stop that. We are going to fight these irrational, unfair, unconstitutional policies that have been imposed on you and your officers, on our federal officers.
Yeah, that was Jeff Sessions. Now, we bring this up, and I wanted to throw this one at you as sort of the gambit in the lead. And a man and a woman who were believed to be undocumented died after their vehicle crashed while they fled from federal officials in California. See, this is exactly what the federal agents have been worried about. It says Marcelina Garcia Profecto, 33, and San Antonio Hilario Garcia, 35, initially stopped after a vehicle flashed its emergency lights to pull them over, but fled once they saw federal agents from Immigration and Customs Enforcement exit the vehicle. Police in Delano in Kern County posted on Facebook. The driver sped off and lost control shortly after under the dirt shoulder where the vehicle overturned and struck a power pole. It says Delano police were called to the scene before handing over the investigation to the department's traffic division because of the severity of the collision. The couple were pronounced dead at the scene. They leave behind six children between the ages of 8 and 18, Fresno Fox 26 reported. reported. It says at least 26 farm workers in Kern County have been detained this month through immigration enforcement raids in the area, the Los Angeles Times reported. Now, it says here, the state of California has been a key battleground in the national debate on immigration, with the Trump administration seeking to tighten rules and construct a wall along the U.S.-Mexico border in the interest of public safety, and liberal Democrats looking to create sanctuary communities where immigrants can live with less fear of deportation and breakup of families. Once the family realized it was ICE, they got scared more than likely and took off, United Farm Workers President Arturo Rodriguez said, according to the Times. The six children were left without parents as the result of these aggressive actions by ICE. Right. Janine Pasquella, director of immigrants' rights in the ACLU of Southern California, blamed ICE for the crash, faulting inhumane tactics and the fear it provokes in hardworking people who stand to lose everything. Of course, we don't want to mention the fact that they're here illegally, all those things that go along, and they've been enticed by these sanctuary state laws. These people would probably be alive today if it hadn't been for these irrational laws that were passed by California. That's my point. Because they've been encouraged, they've been enabled, and of course, that's the problem that we have. We have people that are at the state level encouraging and enabling by utilizing the government system, the machinery of government, to pass these unconstitutional laws, and it ends up that these situations arise. And ICE has been warning people about this. ICE does not want to go out and pick up people like this. They know there's a better way to do it. And the better way to do it is in the jails. This is exactly the point that ICE officials have been making, and here it's come true. They've declared that this is the situation in California, that now it's evident. And there's probably going to be a lot more of this. This is what people don't get. This is what they don't.
High-profile crackdowns in the San Francisco Bay Area and Los Angeles. It appears ICE, or the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency, is following through on its message to the Golden State that it better hold on tight after declaring sanctuary state status. It all comes amid a backdrop of political tensions between the White House and California. Tonight, ICE is facing accusations that it's using raids as a political tool for the Trump administration. Joining us now for his response, Acting ICE Director Thomas Homan. Great to have you with us, Director.
Thanks for having me.
You seem to not be worried about being in the middle of controversy when it comes to these issues about the raids, about enforcement, and the backlash you're getting.
I don't mind being, I'm not running a popularity contest. I wouldn't be in this job. I mean, we're enforcing the laws enacted by Congress.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's something that I know that many people think that the previous administration had a different take on the way to handle that.
Exactly. The last 8 years, we weren't allowed to enforce the laws that are on the books. We're relegated to a very small portion of the laws. And this president, even though people say he created a bunch of executive orders, he could have written them in one sentence. You will now enforce the laws enacted by Congress that you've taken an oath to enforce. That's what we're doing.
Okay. You made a lot of news when you did another interview here on Fox back in January, and you told California, which had become a sanctuary state, essentially, they better buckle up, that you're going to have enforcement there, that you have a vested interest in making sure that the influx that you believe California will get from human smugglers and others who are attracted by the sanctuary state status, that only means that you're going to have more work and your agents are going to have more work to do there. You know a lot of leaders in California.
Okay, listen to this comment that Shannon Bream makes. It's exactly my comment about the situation. Listen to this.
That only means that you're going to have more work and your agents are going to have more work to do there. You know a lot of leaders and buckle up, that you're going to have enforcement there, that you have a vested interest in making sure that the influx that you believe California will get from human smugglers and others who are attracted by the sanctuary state status.
Who are attracted by the sanctuary state status. That's why these people died. Because of the laws of Jerry Brown. Because the laws of Javier Becerra and the monoparty system, these people died needlessly. They were attracted here. The human smugglers, the coyotes, they brought these people here. The Constitution of the United States did not bring these people here, but a violation of the Constitution of the United States did. The irresponsible violation of the Constitution of the United States Supremacy Clause brought these people here. They were enticed. They were induced. They were enabled to come across the border because they thought everything was legal. And it's not. These people have blood on their hands. We're talking about Jerry Brown and the rest of his ilk. The monoparty system, Kevin DeLeon, all of them have blood on their hands. It's not Mr. Holman. It's not ICE. It's not the Constitution. It's not Sessions. It's not Trump. It's Jerry Brown. Blood on their hands. They're going to kill these innocent individuals needlessly because of their sanctuary state status. That's enticing people. They have set this up. That's what it needs to be said about this. And to blame needlessly Jeff Sessions or anybody else besides Jerry Brown is foolish. It needs to be put into perspective. This is what we've been living with. Oh, you killed those poor people now. Oh, what set it up? Well, the federal government didn't set it up. The Supremacy Clause didn't. No, it's the people who ignore the Supremacy Clause. If the Supremacy Clause had been followed, those laws would not be there. And ICE would have probably picked these two people up in some county jail for whatever reason. You see, ladies and gentlemen, this is what the left wants to put people in. They want to put them in the bind. But we have to identify these things, and we have to call it out for what it is. This is an operation to deliberately tear down the borders and citizenship, the value of citizenship. As an American citizen, that's what they are trying to destroy. We must recognize that and all the other ancillary items that go along with it. Anyway, boy, it's too early in the hour for this, right? Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special. Go to MyPillow.com. That's 50% off MyPillow's 4-pack special. Don't delay. Order now.
Call 1-800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715, and use the promo code AGENDA.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of my pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented my pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special. Go to MyPillow.com. That's 50% off MyPillow's 4-pack special. Don't delay. Order now.
Call 1-800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715, and use the promo code AGENDA.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. New York Post Explosive Secret Empires book uncovers Joe Biden, John Kerry, billion-dollar China bombshell. I don't know about you, but that seems pretty... I just pulled this up. I got, you know, I had these little things that flash across the screen. This article. And I get the Breitbart thing going on here, so I got a Breitbart thing. It says New York Post. DC's corrupt secret empires. Now, I've been waiting for Joe Biden and John Kerry. Joe Biden and John Kerry's kids are lobbyists in... Are you ready for this? The Ukraine. They're the lobbying firm. They represent the energy concerns for Ukraine. But I bet you didn't know that. This is something that happened as soon as John Brennan came in there and flipped Ukraine from a Russian-leaning a nation. Again, the Ukraine's very important for Russia. And because, you know, for a number of different reasons. I mean, it goes way back. And, of course, the repression of the Ukrainians by Stalin and Lenin and all this stuff. And there's a huge history there. But the Ukrainians are Germanic people, per se. And so they kind of swing with whatever the notions are of Germany. And in World War II, they were really swinging with the notions of Hitler. And there were a lot of Ukrainians that were supportive of Hitler in the Ukraine. And so the yin and yang of the Ukraine is basically, are you Russian or are you Nazi? That's really what it comes down to. So that appealed to John Brennan, who, of course, when John Brennan took over after the debacle in Benghazi, as a CIA director, then he immediately was tasked to go off to the Ukraine and overthrow the Russian-leaning government there and replace it with a group of Nazis. And today you have the Nazis there. Well, as soon as that happened, Joe Biden's kid and John Kerry's son immediately became lobbyists, making millions of dollars every year for the energy concerns that pile into the Ukraine. See, the Ukraine is a central point by which gas and oil and everything flows into Europe from Russia. So it's kind of like got that part of it, but it's also a breadbasket for really the whole Ukrainian area is a breadbasket in terms of agriculture and food for Europe. So it's very, very valuable, obviously, kind of like California in a lot of ways. Yeah, here we go. So anyway, that was important that they have that. Of course, now what we know, the deep relationship that has developed between the totalitarians and Ukraine and the leftovers, if you will, the deep state of Obama is pretty evident. Now, one of the places where it's really evident, and Chris Street brought this out, is that Ukraine, being part of the former Soviet Union, had a lot of leftover nuclear weapons in its stocks, missiles, warheads, and things like that. So it was very easy, especially now, that they sell off those missile stocks. These are, I know, Cold War 60-70 era motors and rockets and things like that. Well, guess who they started selling these stocks to? North Korea. Why do you think their accuracy level started to really blossom right after, it just marked my words, when North Korea started its testing of missiles, it was right immediately after the overthrow of the Ukrainian government, the Russian Putin-leaning Ukrainian government. That's when their accuracy, their ability to keep those missiles up there longer, to launch them more accurate, because they were getting these stocks that were already pre-built, pre-assembled, ready to go. Right off the shelf and right to North Korea. So that was the thing. So now I haven't read anything about this. I'm just giving you the backdrop why I see this book cover here, why it's so enticing to look at. It says, New York Post Explosive Secret Empires book uncovers Joe Biden, John Kerry, billion-dollar China bombshell. So by extension, it seems pretty obvious that you can do this, right? That you can, the New York Post... there's got to be something going on with China as well. Now, this is by Breitbart News, so we're gonna chime into this and see what this is just. And I'm really off script. I'm not even apologizing for it. I'm just off script because this is too good. It says on Thursday, the New York Post published an exclusive excerpt of the soon to be released investigative blockbuster Secret Empire: How the American Political Class Hides Corruption and Enriches Family and Friends by Government Accountability Institute President and Breitbart News Senior Editor Peter Switzer. Oh, okay. says, in this excerpt, Switzer reveals that former Vice President Joe Biden's son, Hunter, and the stepson of former Secretary of State John Kerry scored a billion-dollar deal with the Bank of China's Bohai Capital Bank 10 days after Vice President Biden and his son, Hunter Biden, returned from their 2013 trip in China. Okay, so now listen. These are the same boys. The stepson of John Kerry and Joe Biden, his son Hunter. Get it? Not only are they into what's going on in Ukraine, but they're also going on what's going on in China. That's kind of interesting. It says, ex-stepson, okay, billion-dollar deal with the Bank of Bohai. So this has to have something to do, because it's 2013, that's the era in which the Ukraine fell. It's got to have something to do with Ukraine. That's just my guess. Because the Ukraine is an energy-rich area, and energy coming, natural gas in particular, coming in from Russia. It says, Joe Biden and John Kerry have been pillars of the Washington establishment for more than 30 years. Biden is one of the most popular politicians in our nation's capital. His demeanor, sense of humor, and even friendly guffaws have allowed him to form close relations with both Democrats and Republicans. His public image is built around his lunch bucket Joe persona. As he reminds the American people on regular occasion, he has little wealth to show for his career. Despite having reached the vice presidency. It says, one of his closest political allies in Washington is former Senator and former Secretary of State John Kerry. Lunch bucket Joe. He ain't. Kerry is more patrician than earthly. But the two men became close while serving for several decades together in the U.S. Senate. It says, the two often talked on matters of foreign policy, says Jules Whitcover, in his Biden biography. So their sons going into business together in June of 2009 was not exactly a bolt out of the blue, but with whom their sons cut lucrative deals while the elder two were steering the ship of state is of even more surprise. Isn't that interesting? So this is just too good. This is just really, really too good. So now we're starting to really find out. And I've often wondered about this Hunter Biden business and John Kerry's stepson. You know, we brought this out. We talked about it a lot at the time when the Kremlin thing was going down. And not only that, but the Crimea. And the Kremlin, well, you had the Putin thing, and you had the Crimea, and you had everything going on in Ukraine in 2013, because remember 2012 was Benghazi in September, Benghazi. And so this whole thing was starting to line up here. So now we get the expose about how these two have managed to build a huge empire. And that's exactly what they've done. So the article is pretty explicit, and it's called Secret Empires. I'm not hyping the book. I'm going to get the book. Just because I think it's time to get the book. But the bottom line to it is that this is some pretty damning stuff, if you ask me. Some pretty damning stuff. Yeah, and again, this goes right into the whole thing about the Kremlin and Putin. And why do we hate Putin so much? And by the way, does this have anything to do? And this is a salient question. Does this have anything to do with the massive shakeup that's about to happen in the White House? I'm gonna tease you with that, and maybe sometime during the show we'll get more into depth. But does it have anything to do with the massive shakeup inside the White House? I mean, because you know all those generals are going away now. All those generals who hate Russia. Is there change in the winds? Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special. Go to MyPillow.com. That's 50% off My Pillow's 4-pack special. Don't delay. Order now.
Call 1-800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715, and use the promo code AGENDA.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special. Go to MyPillow.com. That's 50% off My Pillow's 4-pack special. Don't delay. Order now.
Call 1-800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715, and use the promo code AGENDA.
The affirmative task we have now is to actually create a new world order.
We have to create a new world order, and Joe Biden will get wealthy, and Hunter will too, and so will John Kerry and his stepson. That's really what it comes down to, if you think about it. I think this is hysterical. Anyway, so I'm not going to comment anymore on this. I'm sure that there's going to be a lot of people commenting on this. A book that's just come out. It's called DC's Corrupt Secret Empires. Peter Schweitzer. Well, he does some really good work, too. So this is going to be a huge, huge, huge crazy thing going on. Okay, so Donald Trump has picked former Reagan economist and longtime CNBC commentator Larry Kudlow as his chief economic advisor and director of the National Economic Council. Okay, that's a pretty good deal. I mean, I like Kudlow. I'm a Kudlow fan. That was Cohen. He replaces Cohen, who resigned because he's a free trader, doesn't believe in tariffs. And what I understand, and Chris Street was explaining this to me yesterday, that Kudlow's will work very, very well with Navarro. And Navarro, we featured here on an article that Chris Street wrote. That basically is a puff piece. I thought it was a puff piece, but, you know, Chris is good friends with Navarro. in the White House. So that kind of tells you how this whole thing works out. Whistleblower says illegal aliens have taken over every trade in California construction and driven down U.S. wages. Ah. You may get a tweet. John Kelly told Rex Tillerson about firing. Okay, that's no. Okay. But anyway, I'm being distracted by shining objects again. Just too much good news going on out there. And by the way, I'm off script for where we're going to be. I'll get back there. Trust me. Anyway, we have this thing here that says Bannon populism and fascism are not even related. That's just a smear. Parents argue school district decision to allow student walkout breaks law. I will get to that one because that's absolutely true. Okay, I want to get into the Kudlow thing here very quickly, and then we're going to move on to the whistleblower about California. It says tax cut advocate. That's Kudlow. Of course, Kudlow was very famous back in the Reagan days for the tax cut. Him and Arthur Laffer. Arthur Laffer, the Laffer curve and all that other good stuff. It says President Donald Trump has picked former Reagan economist, longtime CNBC commentator Larry Kudlow. He fills the role vacated by former Goldman Sachs executive Gary Cohen, a globalist. And it was interesting, Trump called him a globalist right in the last meeting he had with him, who left the White House after differing with the president over tariffs to protect America's steel and aluminum industries. Kudlow was offered and accepted the position of the assistant to the president of economic director and National Economic Council, Sarah Huckabee Sanders said. In an interview on CNBC, Kudlow said he would be flying down to Washington, D.C. Wednesday night and reporting to work at the White House tomorrow, meaning today. Says the news of Kudlow's selection was first reported by CNBC, the financial news network, with which Kudlow has been long associated. Kudlow is best known for his advocacy of tax cuts. As an informal advisor to the Trump campaign and later the White House, Kudlow helped develop some of the ideas that became the Trump tax plan in 2016, which many considered the crowning achievements of Trump's first year. Last year, Kudlow and co-author Brian Brian Dobrynovich published a book lauding the tax cuts of John F. Kennedy and Ronald Reagan. Kudlow was once an advocate for relatively open immigration, but changed his mind in 2015 following terrorist attacks in San Bernardino and Paris. The U.S. should seal borders and end all immigration. So, okay. And, you know, listen, I think Kudlow's the kind of guy that once he makes the reversal and says, we got to go this way now, he becomes a pretty strong advocate. So this is, again, the next thing that's going on, I think, in the White House, is there's now strong sentiment for anti-illegal immigration. Now, here is an article that's brought out by the, is that a picture of Orville Dale? I'm looking at Breitbart. It says, watch. It says, whistleblower says illegal aliens have taken over every trade in the California construction industry, driven down U.S. wages. I welcome the whistleblower, but that's well known. This is well known. And that this sort of thing has happened. It says, a whistleblower in the Southern California construction industry says illegal alien workers have taken over every trade in the business while driving down wages by an estimated 40%. In an interview with the group Progressives for Immigration Reform, a whistleblower who was an independent contractor throughout the 80s and 90s explains how the California construction industry transformed into one in which American men could make a middle-class living off blue-collar work to a business where wages have plummeted and illegal aliens dominate the field. Having been through that, and that's true. That's true. It's kind of interesting. True confessions of a person who used to pick up illegal aliens and nationals at the time in El Medina, California, to work in my father-in-law's business. That's kind of interesting. My father-in-law, who is a retired Marine, started up a landscaping business, and I became his foreman. I was the prospective suitor of his daughter. And he and I really hit it off well. I love the guy to death. And anyway, I looked at him as a father figure, no question about it, being a young, strapping 18, 19-year-old. And he put me right in charge of being the foreman. Of ultimately we grew. We did a lot of business down in the Mission Viejo area, and this was back in 1970, 71, all that stuff. So about 75, 76. I was still working for him even as I was in education. And it was kind of interesting, but I would have to go and pick up the crew that we would use on the landscape. As the business grew, it really did grow. We would end up with maybe 25 to 30 workers every day during the summertime as we got into doing heavy landscaping and everything. So every, you know, the thing about my father-in-law is he knew he could give these guys just nothing as a wage. And this is back before, you know, this whole business about illegal immigration and wage busting and stuff like that. But my father-in-law paid them the going rate. He paid the minimum wage, and he paid them, and we had, you know, tiering going on, and he was allowing people to work up in the system and get pay increases and things like that. So he wasn't into this thing of undercutting anybody's pay. And if we had a union worker and union job, we were always matching whatever the fee, whatever it was. And there were agreements that were worked out on some of our jobs, I know, that because we were paying the going rate, they didn't hassle us. They wanted us to unionize, but said, you know, you're cool. We're all working on the same job together. So that was really a blessing. So this guy, Blaine Taylor is his name, said the construction industry in California once offered a starting wage of about $45 an hour in the late 80s. Fast forward to 2018, nearly two decades into when illegal aliens began flooding the industry. He says now that wages have fallen by more than half, standing at just $11 an hour. Okay, so I'm gonna listen. I used to work. Many of these guys became my friends over time, and we never shortchanged them, not one penny. And I got to tell you, I think this is despicable. Only $11 an hour. Let's think about that. That's nothing for construction. I have a problem with that. I have a problem. I think, and look what we're doing here. We're flooding with illegal aliens, paying them nothing. And what's happening to the average working man? He's living now along the Santa Ana River. And maybe your river as well. We'll be back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special. Go to MyPillow.com. That's 50% off My Pillow's 4-pack special. Don't delay. Order now.
Call 1-800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715, and use the promo code AGENDA.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special. Go to MyPillow.com. That's 50% off My Pillow's 4-pack special. Don't delay. Order now.
Call 1-800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715, and use the promo code AGENDA.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
This is really a very, very interesting article that I pulled up here on Breitbart. And the article is, says, whistleblower says illegal aliens have taken over every trade in California construction and driven down U.S. wages. And it's interesting, I'm going to chime into this thing here, this Progressives for Immigration Reform. They've got, we'll just listen to a little bit of this. It's a whistleblower here, Taylor, I think his name is. Impact of illegal immigration is what it's called on the building trades. Just for a few minutes.
Hello, and welcome to another podcast with Progressives for Immigration Reform. I'm Kevin Lynn. I'm the executive director of Progressives for Immigration Reform, and I'm joined by Steve Lamb.
Hi, it's good to see you again, Kevin.
Absolutely, Steve. Always a pleasure. Now, Steve is a member of Progressives for Immigration Reform's board, and Steve is actually going to be conducting the interview today, because we have a fascinating podcast in store for you. A fellow by the name of Blaine Taylor, he is an independent contractor who works with several municipalities here in Southern California. And he's on construction sites day in and day out. And he's here to really blow the whistle.
Yeah, you know, Blaine had a very interesting call. He called our hotline, basically. And he has what it sounds like is going to be some fantastic information for us on just how the industry's changed, particularly on how the industry has changed. You know, I work in the residential area, mm-hmm. but he's visiting job sites that are on the 600 unit apartment size of project.
So these are big projects.
Big projects, and things have changed there. And they've gotten even worse, actually, than they are on the small-scale residential project level.
Interesting.
So interesting. It'll be an interesting interview.
Well, without any further ado, the interview with Steve Lamb and Blaine Taylor.
All right. The floor is yours.
Good afternoon. I'm Steve Lamb. I'm with Progressives for Immigration Reform, and today I'm here with Blaine Taylor. He's a deputy inspector for the city of Los Angeles. And before we get much into more, Blaine, could you please explain to the normal civilians who aren't in the construction industry exactly what a deputy inspector is and what you do?
Yeah. Well, there's the deputy inspector position is a position that is independent of the municipal building department.
Okay.
There are certain aspects of construction that are considered special inspections, and those have to have ongoing or periodic inspection, meaning that somebody has to...
Let me just stop you for a second there. Yeah. So when you say ongoing inspection, what you mean is something like, if I'm doing a process and it has several different parts to the process that are critical, you stand by and actually observe me do that process, is that right?
Well, I probably should have said continuous inspection.
Right.
So, for instance, if you're installing epoxy bolts...
Into concrete?
Into concrete, then I would be there to examine the embed depth to confirm that, to observe the holes being cleaned out, the epoxy installed, and the right hole size drilled, etc., something like that.
Right.
I also do wood construction, so there's nailing schedules that have to be inspected. There are a series of earthquake connectors that have to be installed, a number of them per schedule,
right,
anchor bolts, etc. So some of that stuff can be done periodic, meaning that the job can be done, but it has to be inspected prior to the building inspector coming out.
Right.
And if there are any corrections that need to be made, then I would indicate at that point what needs to be done before the building inspector comes out. Hmm.
So you had a, before you became a deputy inspector, you had a career in sort of the Los Angeles area construction. Can you sort of tell us about how you got here very briefly and your early days in the field and the...
We're going to post this up, but this is very, I've been reading along here some of the transcripts and stuff like that. This is very revealing and has really the true heart and soul of what business is doing with the illegal immigrants. And again, I'm a witness to all this because the time frame in which he's talking about is in the 80s. And I was pretty much in the trades and landscaping up until around 1975. And we were dealing with illegal immigrants at the time. And but we were paying them the going rate and a union rate at that in my father-in-law's landscaping business. So there's, you know, we were complying in a lot of sense. My stepfather, or my father-in-law, excuse me, it was my father-in-law, not grandfather. My father-in-law believed in paying the union rate. And so he did. I mean, he could have, you know, he could have profited huge by cutting down the going rate and everything and not providing all the things that he did for them. But he didn't think that was fair. His feeling was a man's work, he should be paid for on a daily rate, and he was. So he was very, you know, I got the same wages as the other guys, basically. I got a little bit more as an incentive later on. But the bottom line, I didn't get that much more than the other guys did. So, but this is a pivotal point was in the 80s when we opened up the floodgates for illegal immigrants to come in and really wipe out the trades business, the building businesses. And even today now, you're going to hear from this guy, what you could hear from him. He'll go on and testify that you cannot find any middle-class people anymore. And there's a great graphic on here, earnings in thousands up to 2016. It starts in 1959, 20,000 to 41,000 by 2016 for earnings for women. And for men, it's not that much. 40,000. This is 1959 in the business in the construction trades. Now it's at 51,000. This is in 2016, and that's all because of why the offset of the foreign skilled nationals who come into the United States, which translates into a cheap labor economy. And so that's what's been happening. And that's really been good for the corporate bottom line, right? What's it doing for the middle class of California? What's it doing for the middle class people who are living along the Santa Ana River? That is a problem. And it's happening all over the state. We'll be right back.
My best friend, my rock, my son, Dominic. My only child was also killed by an illegal immigrant. I call them illegal aliens.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special. Go to MyPillow.com. That's 50% off MyPillow's 4-pack special. Don't delay. Order now.
Call 1-800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715, and use the promo code AGENDA.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special. Go to MyPillow.com. That's 50% off MyPillow's 4-pack special. Don't delay. Order now.
Call 1-800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715, and use the promo code AGENDA.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Man, a lot of things going on with New California. You know, it's amazing. I'm here to report the news for Agenda 21 Radio, but there's been, since Donald Trump's trip to California, everybody's going, what's going on, Paul? We want to know what's going on. Right? Anyway, a lot of things going on. More than happy to let you know what's really happening in New California. We will do that. We've got a lot of stuff coming up in the next hour, so please visit our website, agenda21radio.news, to get the latest on that. And we also have a lot going on in New California. You can go to the website there, newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com, so that you can figure out what's going on. By the way, Red State Talk Radio, we are the talk monster on Red State Talk Radio. We're very, very happy to, of course, bring it all to you on Red State Talk Radio. We think that we have some really, 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 really good things happening on Red State Talk Radio. 36 hours of continuous live talk radio for the day. Now, I know, there's 24 hours in the day. I know it's a little confusing, but we have two channels. Let's sort out the confusion. Sort out the confusion for Red State Talk Radio. Talk monster of digital talk radio. Now, it's kind of interesting. They haven't tried to shut us down, knock on wood. I don't think they're going to prevail. The political tides are turning against certain people. I don't know if you get a sense for that. I'm really getting a sense. Anyway, we got a lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. Visit that website, agenda21radio.news, and, of course, newcaliforniastate.com, which is our sister website. Remember to email me, paul@a21r.com. And thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And as I say at this point in the show, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.